Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 10 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week, February 29th through March 6th in the great American Old West? February 29th, 1908. Near Las Cruces, New Mexico, a dispute over grazing goats instead of cattle on land that Patrick Floyd Pat Garrett was trying to sell. An angry Garrett was allegedly reaching for a shotgun when he was shot twice by Jesse Wayne Brazell, who was then tried and acquitted of first-degree murder, rule self-defense. Claims that Garrett was murdered by Jim Killer Miller have been discounted since Brazell acknowledged the shooting, and eyewitness Carl Adamson testified at the trial. Controversy yet swirls. March 1st, 1872, John Henry Doc Holliday graduates from the Pennsylvania College of Dental Surgery. March 2nd, 1987, Randolph Scott, age 89, died in Beverly Hills, California. He made some 100 movies, more than 60 of them westerns. The Virginian, 1929, with Gary Cooper, then Heritage of the Desert, 1932. These plus 9 more adaptations of Zane Grey stories establish Scott as an upcoming star. And the others, Rocky Mountain Mystery, 1935, The Stranger Wore a Gun, 1953, and the iconic Ride the High Country, 1962, with Joel McRae, directed by Sam Peckinpah. March 3rd, 1836, Lewis Moses Rose, alleged to be the only man at the Alamo who did not cross Colonel Travis's famous line in the sand. He slipped out through Mexican lines later that night, the only survivor among the fighters. Most historians doubt that Travis actually ever drew such a line, likely an argument with any real Texan. March 4th, 1896, Doolin Gang outlaw George Red Buck Waitman killed by Custer County Posse in Arapaho, Oklahoma Territory. March 5th, 1980, J. Silverheels, Harold J. Smith, age 67, died in Calabasas, California. Son of a Mohawk chief, athlete, stuntman, 1937, and movie actor, Broken Arrow 1950 with James Stewart, War Arrow 1953 with Maureen O'Hara, and he played John Crow in Santee 1973, starring Glenn Ford, among many others. Best known as sidekick, Tonto, in the Lone Ranger TV series with Clayton Moore, 1949-1957, with reruns and two movies. His horses were White Fella and Scout. March 6, 1836, Fall of the Alamo, the fight that gave Texans their rallying cry in the battle for independence from Mexico. Santa Ana sounds no quarter and the garrison is slaughtered. At least that's the legend. Letters from Mexican officers indicate otherwise. This is one of those too big for the Old West Daily Reader issues. Look up this great story and decide for yourself. March 6, 1836, David Crockett, soldier, legislator, and folk hero, born in Greene County, Tennessee. An accomplished hunter and a crack shot, he had a reputation for spinning tall tales. His bucolic frontier image resulted largely from politicking. Off to Congress, he reportedly crowed, quote, "I'm the same David Crockett, fresh from the backwoods, half horse, half alligator, a little touched with a snapping turtle, can wade the Mississippi, leap the Ohio, ride upon a streak of lightning, and slip without a scratch down a honey locust," unquote. He began serving in the Tennessee legislature in 1821 and moved to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1827. He served 3 non-consecutive terms in all. He lost in 1835 to peg-legged attorney Andrew Huntsman and departed government, saying, quote, "Since you have chosen to elect a man with a timber toe to secede me, you may all go to hell and I will go to Texas," unquote. In 1836, he was killed during the last stand at the Alamo. maybe. Those letters from Mexican officers noted in the above article indicate otherwise. Look it all up and see what you think. His myth was manifested in the pages of Davy Crockett Almanac, a series of comical chapbooks circulated from 1835 to 1856. And History Writers FYI, there's a new book out with new information on that very controversial subject I mentioned at the top of the podcast. Check out Killing Pat Garrett by New Mexico author David Thomas. This is Program 10 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Those fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.